Well, hello there, you good and wonderful folk of Audible, Facebook and Twitter. And welcome back to part two of Chest Pains. The story so far is that we have been suffering minor acute pains in the right breast. Okay, yes, ladies, us folks have breasts. Okay. And we've called the ambulance service on Monday afternoon. Okay. This is the story where that story picks up. Okay, for part two of Chest Pains. So there I am, Gemma the paramedic, she's come in here and she's got all the kit. And she's strapping me up to this ECG machine. Okay, I've got my right forefinger into an oxygen machine. One of those clippy jobbies that clips onto your thing, onto the end of your finger. I will go around and we're just sitting there thinking, okay, right, let the machinery do its job, do its business, get excited or not, as the case may be, and hey presto, woohoo, let's see what happens. Anyway, first of all, the machinery didn't like me. Kind of forgive a crud out loud. Did you have to bring the Maleficent technicians with you? Come on. Honestly. And, anyway, we got it working in the end. And, I didn't think it loved me right forefinger, frankly. And, oh my god, look at that. What am I getting involved with? No, this bit. Anyway, it worked, okay? And, she printed off this scanner that goes through. It's like one of those three, till receipts. In the supermarket, bing, and you spent £42.87. Oh, by the way, heart's okay, but it's a little bit high. And that's what it was. I see it turned out that every slightly but normal heart rate. Temp is okay. I love how they put that in your ear. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's medical science, isn't it? And you can manage, and I keep meaning, I must. And I keep meaning to buy them these thermometers. You can stick in the ear. Not literally, you get for obvious reasons, but you know, just going ding, ding, and it says, bloody hell, your temperature's high. Honestly, it doesn't say that, it just gives you a little readout. But a bit like one of them pregnancy test jobs, you know. But that's the story. Digressing again, but regardless of this, know that we digress. Anyway, you're all sitting there, tender hooves, on the edge of your seat thinking, what happens next? I'm going to tell you right now what happened next. Anyway, we got that, and the two more paramedics turned up, thinking, hey, hey. And they're all female. And now, do you know what? Now, okay, I'm going to be naughty here, okay? I'm going to be naughty here because it's an observation I made, all right? Three female paramedics, bloody happy ladies. Turn up, okay, and they look a little bit on the plump side. Now, I know we have an obesity epidemic here in the UK, but come on. This all, I mean, fair play, Gemma. She didn't find a lift. Carts about five bags and rucksacks and God knows what else, or medical kit, up three flights of stairs. Fair play to her. Come on. Number two, well, we found the lift. Where we go now? You know. and then we're chatting ourselves, and I'm sat here on the sofa. Well, I'm sat to you, talking to you right now, actually. Same position. I thought, well, recreate it for you, lads and lasses. Called vaudyboo.fm and Facebook and Twitter. Okay? And so there we are. So, and they all chat. Oh, yeah, never mind. Sue was one of them. Oh, she was in Cleveland, she was in Bristol, I can't remember. One of them was in Tottenham. Lived rather close to where she lived, annoyingly. And then it was Cleveland. And, anyway, she. There was Sue and Lou, or Sue? Lou and Sue? Names escaped me, anyway. We're dilly-dally over trivial matters here. You're waiting to see what happened next. Well, I got carted off down to the ambulance. Okay, now Lou and Sue, or Sue and Lou, whatever that leading Andrew Gould. That sounds really bad, isn't it? Anyway, they took me down, and we went down in the lift. Three of us, okay? Three lasses and me in the lift. For crying out loud. If there was an opportunity there, it passed me by. It really did pass me by. I was even thinking on them just lines now, you know? And anyway, if you're into that kind of thing, that's shooting business, you know? Just so. Anyway, we go down, and they're going to phone GSU, General Surgical Union. Okay, the Bristol on the phone, BRI. Yeah, I'm gonna thrash out the initial at you lot now, okay? Just checking that you're still listening, for starters. And, anyway, there we are. We're sat in the ambulance, and I'm kind of talking to them, saying, oh, you're passionate. Yeah, yeah, can you see me? Yes, yeah, I can see you. It's just evenings, it goes a bit cloudy, and hazy old eyesight, you know, and I've talked about this in previous audios. Get the audio boot on FM4, so that's Roddy Jenkins. Catalogue, Capital J, if you don't name it, I like it that way. Okay, OCD on that thought, and you'll hear all about the eye problems. But that's another story anyway. So there you go. But before you go off and do that, listen to the end of this, okay? So we sat around there in the ambulance. And do you know what? Something I was getting very, very self-conscious. Because it's a warmish day, okay, right? And I've asked to keep the side door while I've gone into the ambulance, okay, open. And come on, come on. People are walking past me again. Can I get a look in? I've done it myself. I don't know what's going on there. Okay. And bear in mind, there was a paramedic's car. Okay. And the ambulance, part of that, yeah. I'm thinking, what am I to talk about? So, you know, again, I hope the guy bumped you on the nose. And they poked their nose into the ambulance, saying, well, I'm in the ambulance, it's usually not meaning I'm very good, okay? And also, I digress again, I apologise. So we're sat there waiting to see whether we got through to this GSU, which I think was General Surgical Unit at the Bristol Rock Railway. Okay. BRI has A&E, been there counting some times. And I, do you know what, I kind of feel bad if I'm honest with you, in phoning for amateurs instead of walking to A&E, because going to A&E, you've got to go for the paperwork there and there. If you phone for an ambulance, then at least you're doing the paperwork on route kind of thing, you know. And you just kind of fast track is what I'm thinking. Fast track the waiting process in A&E. So anyway, they said, well, we can give you anything. And it's fine. Yeah, you want to do it. I'm not bothered. I just think I quite like to. Yeah, we ought to go to the hospital because you're. Oh, that's another thing. Bucker, I meant to tell you, my blood sugar level is low. Now, I've been trying to cut out on blood because I know my family and my girlfriend are desperate that I don't become diabetic. If you're diabetic, and I know your friends you are, okay, I sympathise for you. I could jump forward a bit further, but I'm not going to, by doing about another person waiting, but I'm not going. No. We're going to go back to Monday afternoon, okay? And I've got low blood sugar count. I think it's something like 3.2 or something. I can't remember. And it should have been 4 plus. Anyway, and she said, "Have you got any chocolate?" I said, "No, well, I won't." Stupid. Well, I should have said, "Well, I've got some honey in the cupboard. Will that suffice?" I wasn't thinking, was I? Said, "No, I haven't got chocolate." "Okay, well, we better give you this." And he gave me this glucose gel. Dear God, folks, if you ever have to eat that stuff. I mean, do you know what? It tasted like I was trying to eat my steroid ointment. It was disgusting. Oh, God, jelly wet. blah, and all the rest of it, you know. And but it did the trick. It got me my blood sugar count up from 3.2 to 4.6. So I suppose, you know, can't really complain. But by jingo, I said, do you know what? I'm going to sit to Mars bar. Other chocolate bars are available in the future. You know, it was, I knew that. So anyway, we'll now jump forward back to where we were. We're sat in the omelet. I'm just chatting to the Benedict. The one that, Lou or Sue, can't remember who, but she came from Cleveland again, which chatted to her, as you do, you know, passing time, killing time, and she said, what, actually, you know, previously I've had male paramedics, can't be off to A&E, okay, they'll be alright. And I got females, and I got shy, really, really bloody shy, and I'm thinking, God, I want to say to him, but I don't know what's going on. Oh, don't see me. Oh, please don't. Oh, bugger, they haven't seen me because they're cutting me down out of the list, aren't they? But, okay, I don't want to ruin the announcement. I'm shy as hell. I'm thinking, what the hell is wrong with him? Come on! For bloody hell's sake. Anyway, there we are. Sat in the back of the ambulance because we were waiting to see if Gemma, who was a paramedic in the paramedic's car, I suppose Lou and Sue, or Sue and Lou, whatever the names were, damn crap with names, aren't I? Have you not noticed that? Well, a whole new story there, and I'd love to do another audience to set that story in the future, don't worry about that. Anyway, Darren, we're all sat there thinking, come on, they've got the door open. I'm thinking, no, but you're going to close the bloody door. I don't want people that are in there something. I'm going to bury some cancer cells. I'm just very shy, toys. I don't want people to know that I'm in the ambulance. I don't want to know that at all. And I'm sat there, I was all chatting away. And I'm thinking, yeah, it's, because it's a female paramedics. And I'm thinking, God almighty, a little bit on the plump side. He does a dizzy wince bit on the plump side. Okay. Nothing wrong with that. No. They, German, get up, cart four bags of kit up three flights of stairs. Fair play to her. You know, I'd have probably said that. Actually, I'm digressing again, aren't I? Anyway, we're there waiting for the folk for just. And I said, we've got these just here, we'll take you to an end. I don't care, just take me some purpose. Yeah. Anyway, and eventually the phone call comes through. Actually, we're running out of time again, annoyingly. Part three is imminent. Anyway, the phone call comes through, yep. So we had to go to see a Dr. Stafford. Okay, at GSU. Okay. And they were going to do GSU, which is kind of like A&E, but not like A&E, it's a bit smaller, and we're more specialist staff. Okay, fair enough. Oh, don't mind. So anyway, we're off to see Dr. Stafford, okay, in General Surgical Unit at the BRI, okay, first of all, the family. And I'm banning all these acronyms at you and not acronyms. What they call the initials? That's the initials at you. There you go. Well, that's the terminology. And I'm on the end time again. Anyway, so off we go. We go try that, yeah, because if you ever travel in ambulance, right, you've got a choice of sitting in a seat or being lying down on a bed. Okay. Now Lou or Sue or whoever it was that was from Cleveland. She was in the back with me, okay, and she couldn't face travelling backwards, okay. I said, you know what, it's funny, isn't it, because a lot of people, if you're in a wheelchair and you're driving on public transport, and I'm going to run out in a minute, which is a pain in the ass because I'm halfway through the middle of my spill here, but here goes anyway. I'm going to say, thanks for listening. Okay, part three is imminent. We're down to the last 5 seconds, very nearly. There you go. Thanks a million for listening. God bless. Take care of yourselves. Catch you.